Mr. Ralph Hamden!
Now, let me see. Your first name?
Ralph.
Ralph.
Oh, Ralph! Ralph!
Do you see there, Ralphie boy?
Can't you say hello, Ralph?
Hello, Ralph.
Testing, hot outbound car, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You on the air?
The Honeymooners Podcast. The only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time. With the stars, Joe Conti and Louis Fats.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and raccoonettes. Hello, all you hurricanes out there and best pals. You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conti, and my pal, Louis Fats.
Over here.
The only podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We do the show in the non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey, and the show can be heard on the non-productive website. That's non-productive.com, and you can also subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And also, we have a brand new Facebook page, Honeymooners Podcast, the Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page. Go find it, click like, and give a listen. And when I say the only podcast, I know that our pal Edward Lily White Norton has done for the last few years.
Correct.
But it was a trivia podcast, so it's different.
A little different. Yeah.
And, you know, too bad, Edward, and I know he's listening. Too bad, pal. All right, we're doing a different type of thing. And it just makes it sound a little cooler when we say we're the only podcast. The only, and it is a discussion type
FCC's
of podcast.
FCC's not going to come after us for saying that. We're okay.
Yes. I think we'll be fine. Yeah. I think we'll be fine. But, yes, and our pal Edward Lily White Norton on Facebook does his own podcast called the Honeymooners Trivia Podcast. And he also does Raccoon Lodge Radio, so give those a listen. But yes, this episode, we wanted to talk about the name Ralph.
Yeah,
you brought this up to me, and you know what? I'm telling you, batting 1,000, Lou. Every time you bring up a certain subject, now I get it. We're talking about this show,
how can you go wrong?
But you're bringing up certain things. When we talked about the economics of things, talking about the money, and you know, it was the 50s, and what was that? What did that relate to when it came to how much money was being spent when they talked about it?
Right.
When you brought up Ralph, it really made me think, and you were right. It's a perfect name for him.
Right. Could you imagine his name being like Tommy?
No. Yeah. Hey, Tommy boy. It wouldn't happen. Yeah. Billy.
No.
It's just
Ralph.
I mean, look, we all know what the word Ralph means in certain, you know, where you, a certain body function where you're Ralph. But there's something so comical about the word Ralph. Now, obviously, whether you already could figure it out that there are certain, whether it's names or numbers or sounds that are funnier than other sounds.
Yes.
There's sometimes in comedy, they call it the hard K. You know, when you have a word that has a hard K in it, it tends to hit harder.
Okay.
You know, but Ralph.
Perfect.
Because it's one syllable, but it's the longest one.
It is.
It's like a two-syllabled, one-syllable name. Yeah. It's Ralph.
Ralph.
There's no real, I mean, you know, Bob.
No, wouldn't work. I don't know, maybe we've just some accustomed to it, but when you think back.
Yeah, you
it's
think.
It's perfect.
It's name. Perfect name.
You can't get any better name than that.
Yeah. Ralph. Yeah. It just.
His name was George. I mean, it
doesn't
come.
It doesn't,
none of these names come again.
No.
Don't come across.
And the thing is, it was, you know, not just because he was the main character, but when they would do jokes about him. It would be, you know, think about it. When she goes, you know, when they're like, yeah, they're walking in front of us the whole time. And then there's only two seats in the bus. And who sits in those two seats? Ralph. Like, it just makes it that much funnier.
It does.
It really does. And I know you might think we're crazy, but if you're listening to this, you're a nut too. All right? You're a freak show just like us. All right? You have mental problems too, sitting there with your 39 episodes on DVD or VHS or I don't know.
On your iPad.
Yeah, exactly. So you, I don't know if, you, but That's what we love about doing this, yeah, is we start to dissect certain things. But Ralph is a perfect name.
It's perfect. You no other name would name would fly.
I will tell you though, your name isn't bad. Louis.
Lou.
Louis.
Oh, right. Okay.
Louis. There's something it's not as good as Ralph for that. Like, but Louis isn't bad.
Yeah.
Considering it's your name and you thought about it, but because Louis, it's got a Louis, you know, it's got that Louis,
urban neighborhood.
Yeah,
name,
and plus the way it sounds, it's got a ring to it, you know, when it comes to that type of thing that we're talking about. But it's got that Ralph
hard R
with the hard R and then the at the end. Yeah. Ralph, think about it. I just said Ralph, and it's like three syllables. And I'm not trying to do it.
No, you're not trying.
You're just when you're accentuating that type of name, it just comes out perfect.
It's perfect name.
Yeah, especially with the names today. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't see it being like named Tyler.
Yeah, or
like,
Tristan. Hey, Tristan. Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Tyler boy.
Tyler boy. How you Tyler boy? No, wouldn't happen.
Work.
Yeah. I think Ed Norton wouldn't be friends with him if his name was Tyler. No offense to anybody named Tyler, all right?
It's too modern for us. He's Joe. I'm Louie. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, really, what do you expect?
Us, there's only like five names that all males should be named.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not five, right? Eddie is one of them. Because I'm a big Carlin fan, and Carlin fan talk. Okay. George Carlin would always talk about names. He goes, when we had great names like Eddie.
True.
Yeah, Todd, Tyler. He would use the same thing. But Ralph is a beautiful first name. It's actually the opposite of a beautiful name. It's not it's completely opposite of a glamorous name. But you're a guy, so who cares?
Yeah, really. But now, if you knew somebody like a friend of yours just had a kid or something,
right?
And you said, "Oh, you did? I had a baby boy. His name is Ralph." You look at him like, really?
Ralph?
Really? Ralph?
I mean, really? You named him
kid?
Ralph?
You named this little kid?
Yeah, because you can't picture a little kid like Ralph. Even Ralphie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Ralphie. It's like, you know, the Christmas story. The kid is Ralphie, but still.
Ralph. It's, you named your kid Ralph.
Yeah, you named your kid Ralph. I don't think that would, I don't know. But even think about it. Some of the other names. We talked about it. Like, I actually said Hank isn't
a
bad
name. Wouldn't be a bad name.
But Hank, only because it has a real kind of hard sound to it.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of a guy named Hank, you don't think of a guy that you just want to go over. No matter what he looks, you don't.
No, like
when you think of a guy named Hank, you think of a big bruiser.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You just do.
It's like when you walk into like the car repair shop and the guy's got Hank on his shirt.
Exactly.
You know,
okay, like that guy beats people up for fun, you know?
Hank fits. He's a mechanic. Fits.
Yes, exactly. But they also use Harvey. Like four different times.
Yes.
Harvey. Another good, strong name. But also they used it for, you know, the Bensonhurst bomber.
Yeah.
You know, for the big guy named Harvey. Martin. And they used it three other times. But it's... It works.
It worked in that set when they used it because I guess it's Harvey's a funny name. He said Harvey's a funny. Remember, Ralph says Harvey's a funny name.
Right.
It's George.
Because when you say Harvey,
you know, and then you're not expecting this big bully brute to come out named Harvey.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. But I guess because the only Harvey I know, who a friend of mine, who you know too, obviously, is like this big, scary looking dude. And but it's just Ralph works. Everything about
it.
The sound, the sound it makes, and the look, I understand this is what we grew up.
Yeah.
You know, like would it be different if
maybe we would have gotten used to another name.
Yeah.
You know, but after you hearing Ralph, there's no other name.
Yeah.
No other name.
I don't think Timmy would have worked.
No. Chad, I can't think of that. Chad Cramden.
Chad Cramden, right.
That won't fly.
And this was, I have a thought. I was thinking about the name Cramden, right?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
I had never heard of anybody named Cramden before.
No.
Right? I did see somebody on Facebook with the name Cramden once, but I don't know if it was just somebody who just used that last name.
Yeah.
Maybe they were a fan.
Yeah.
But I thought, did they make up that name because... It's a small apartment, and they're all crammed
in there. It's a little den. You know,
like I said,
come up with this little. You know,
I don't know.
We don't know where it came from.
But
that works. That works great too.
It does. And think about it. Cramden with a K. It's got another hard K. Cramden.
Cramden.
Yeah. It's a funny sounding name. Yeah. And it, like, think about it. They didn't use a funny name when it came to Alice because you didn't need that.
No.
Alice stood on her own.
Right.
And even Trixie. Trixie's a nickname, and her real name is what in the show? They said that they said that Trixie is the, anybody who knows it. I can't think of it
I
right
can't
now.
Think of it now either,
but her name it's Trixie is a nickname for some other name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So her real name in the show, obviously, I mean her name was Joyce, but and the character Trixie was short for something else.
Oh, okay. All
yeah, right. I can't think of what it was, but. Even Trixie. Well,
somebody out there in Raccoondom may know.
Yeah, in Raccoondom. Before you end up in Nebraska.
Bismarck,
North Dakota. That's right, not Nebraska. But yeah, just that Ralph. Perfect. It works.
It worked.
And listen, Edward.
Edward?
It's odd that
she called him Edward.
She did call him Norton in the first episode.
Yeah,
which is
calling him Norton.
Odd.
I mean, it was definitely a weird
moment when his wife, like if my wife ever came to me, hey Conti, I'd be like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what?
Do you even like me anymore? But it just works. And even Norton, the name Norton works. It's a great sounding name, Norton.
And then what way Ralph, you know, we got to remember, these are people in Brooklyn, so they have the Brooklynese.
Yes.
And the way they pronounce things, like Norton.
Yes.
The R doesn't even exist in here, basically. It's, you know,
right, Norton.
Norton, you know.
Norton, right.
You know.
You know,
but it's great. Another two-syllable last name. Norton,
right.
Cramden.
Cramden.
It works.
Yes.
You know.
Simple, and like we said, like you said, 60 feet in between each base pass.
90 feet between the bases. 90, perfect game, yeah.
60.
Then that works, too. That's perfect.
It works.
The names are perfect.
Yeah. Cramden, Norton,
Alice.
Ralph, Ed.
Alice.
Alice. Even Trixie.
Even Trixie. That works there, too.
Trixie works. A different name.
Historically, with the Honeymooners and the characters, before the 39 episodes, it was on the Cavalcade of Stars, which was a Jackie Gleason show.
Right.
And it was a skit on the show. The character Trixie was basically, she was like a dancer.
I heard that that's what they say.
So
she was a burlesque dancer.
She was a burlesque dancer. So this is probably where the name Trixie could come from.
Right.
Being that she's a dancer. And that's the kind of name that, you know, some kind of nickname type for being this, what she did for a living, a burlesque dancer.
Right,
I mean, like,
right.
Now the one, the Trixie we know is Doris Nero, like a burlesque dancer.
Right.
Just a housewife. I don't want to say just a housewife.
Right, right.
You know. You know, I always thought that Trixie could have got arrested like 3 times for domestic violence.
Oh, yeah.
Of all the threats Ralph gave at hitting people,
Trixie followed through. She followed through.
Yeah, she cracked Norton 3 times. She came down with 2 ice with bandages, and the other time you heard the pots and pans upstairs.
Yes. With, I think it was the going fishing.
Going fishing.
With something fishy.
Yeah.
He's going up there right now to tell her. And then you just hear the pots and pans, something just walloping.
He comes down one time with the thing on his head.
And they had the bandage over his eye.
You know, so Trixie's like, she's violent.
Yeah. Well, listen, she was a dancer, so she had to fend off all those creepy guys.
So now, she
learned something. She learned a little self-defense. But yeah, I think when you told me that, it made so much sense. Ralph works.
And you know what else worked too? The fact that it's in black and white.
Right.
You know, there's certain things that work. If you want to go way back in comedy, you want to go like back to Chaplin. Would it be as funny if the film wasn't that speed up?
I don't know.
It wouldn't to me. And I love Chaplin.
Right.
Love Chaplin. And to me, part of the comedy in it is speeding up of the film.
Okay. Makes sense.
And I think same. Same thing with the Three Stooges. Could you picture the Three Stooges without sound effects?
True.
It would not work. It wouldn't work as well.
As well.
I mean,
and that's why,
hear,
like,
hear,
everybody...
Like, you know,
everybody
the poking of the eyes, the plinking poking of the eyes. You know, the metallic, you know, the two... You know, hitting them over the head with a sledgehammer.
And then you hear
the metallic thing,
you know,
the drinking sound. And it's just the sound effects part of it.
And I think, a friend of mine who's really into the Stooges would say that's the reason why Stooges, the movies, they didn't do a lot of the longer movies, like even 30 minutes. They were all 10 to 15 minutes because There's only so much of that physical type of comedy you can take in one shot. Mm-hmm. And that's why they didn't do a lot. That's why those longer movies or, you know, episodes or whatever, they didn't do as well. That's what a couple friends of mine who are really into the Stooges. Right. I'm not a huge Stooges fan. Oh,
I was.
But
I am. Yeah.
I like Stooges. I like the Marx Brothers and all that. But yeah, so there's something to that. And maybe the fact of the, maybe the yelling that... Yelling, and when he would do like Norton, you know, when he would like screaming up to the top, you know, we're gonna lose, you know, there was that. So that might be their plinks, or the zoinks in the eyes, because obviously they couldn't do that,
right?
And it wasn't just a physical comedy; it was a combination of everything. It's a good point.
Yeah. I do think the black and white works for some reason.
Well, I think black and white.
And maybe it's just we get so used to it that if you changed it, you'd be like, you know.
It would throw you off.
You always wonder, what color is Ralph's bus driver's outfit? I'm assuming it's blue.
Yeah, some dark blue of some sort. Right.
You know, but you don't know.
But even when you saw in the early 70s, you would see those little, those episodes where they would do like a revival thing. And it would be with
colorized
ones.
Yeah.
It just looked. I'm granted they were older.
Yeah.
But it just looked weird.
It did.
It's just as human beings, we get used to seeing something, and then when it gets altered, it throws your perception off.
It does. It does.
And you may think, hey, you know what? People probably say it wouldn't be as funny in color. But there are and I don't know anything about directing movies or anything about movies, but they talk about, I watched some little YouTube videos and guys and they're talking about different movies, and there are certain things that they do where there are certain things that work better in black and white.
Yeah.
When they're doing a movie and then all of a sudden it goes into black and white for some reason, it changes the aspect of everything. So, because TV didn't go to color, I think, till 64. That's when the color thing got more of the option.
Yeah, the Flintstones, I believe, were one of the first to go in color. I believe they were
Bewitched.
Because the Flintstones, remember, when it first came out, they were in prime time. This was a prime time show.
Right.
A cartoon.
Yes.
A colorized cartoon.
Yep.
So that was like groundbreaking.
Yes, absolutely.
And then even talking about the black and white thing, like the movie Raging Bull. That's... black and white.
Right. And they obviously, if you talk to Scorsese, there's a reason why.
There's a reason. Just gave it that feel of that era.
The grit, maybe. Yeah. The grittiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it worked.
Right.
It still works. Yeah. And you could go and ask 99 and you can ask every Honeymooners fan out there, and if they say, would you like to see them in color, they're all going to say no.
No.
There's no reason to.
There's photographers that say New York is a black and white town.
Oh, really?
When you shoot in New York, like say if you were shooting like that tenement thing with the fire escapes in front of it,
right?
It comes across better in black and white.
Yeah,
just like the Honeymooners to me.
Absolutely,
you couldn't colorize that. It'd be like it's like sacrilegious.
Yes,
sacrilegious. Don't touch that.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? It's fine the way it is.
Yeah,
not fine. It's perfect the way it is. Don't bother.
Don't even bother. All right. Well, listen. Oh, we have the other trivia.
Would you want to talk about the other things?
No, I want to get into it because you touched on it. I want to do the next episode.
All
right,
perfect. Okay. All right. Good.
Yes. Yeah, we're teasing you, Keith.
Teasing people.
We touched on something right now.
It's a clever. It's a clever ruse.
Yeah, clever ruse of ours. We're just buffoons with no notes, and we're just sitting there. And he's waving to me like, "Hey," like he's stranded on an island. He's like, "Are you gonna do the other thing?" And I'm like, "No, this is real professional podcasting here, okay?" I want to thank you guys. Also, we're going to do the answer for last week, and we'll give you the new trivia.
Yeah, we're going to do the answer for the trivia question was, Ed Norton was a stickball coach.
Stickball coach?
Leave me with a mess, stickball coach. What was the name of the team?
The team's name is? I'm drawing a blank.
Joe's drawing a blank. The Cougars.
Cougars, that's right. The Cougars. Yes, I didn't know Norton was coaching a bunch of middle-aged women. All hot and bothered.
A different meaning back then.
So that was it. Cougars. So now this week.
We'll do a trivia right. for next week. What do you want to touch on in the trivia? Character, a name?
Let's do like a secondary character thing.
Secondary character.
Maybe, you know, like maybe some character's wife. Or, well, you did that already, right?
Well, I did Uncle Leo's wife.
Uncle Leo's wife. Okay. What about not his boss when he went golfing, the other guy who came, the big boss who came in at the end.
Oh, came into the house. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was Ralph. I think Ralph introduces him to Alice as one of the vice presidents.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be the trivia question.
Okay. And that is one of the more iconic episodes, The Golfer.
The Golfer. Just comes from The Golfer. So what was the name of the vice president
Who shows up at the end to tell him that they're going to golf with him instead of Mr. Marshall.
Whoever it is.
I think it was Mr. Marshall this time.
Chipped the bone in his ankle or whatever it was. So who was the name of the VP that shows up at the apartment to tell Ralph that he's now golfing with him?
Yep. And that's the golfer one. All right. All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody who has been supporting this show. We really appreciate it. And also the Facebook groups, the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge, the Honeymooners Classic 39 episodes. We have our new Facebook page, the Honeymooners Podcast. And I'm going to keep mentioning his name. Edward Lillywhite Norton on Facebook, his Honeymooners Trivia Podcast. Give it a listen. He also has Raccoon Lodge Radio. You can look that up. And I think that's it. I do my other show called The Conti and Kenny Show every Monday night on morelikeradio.com. And it's also on Facebook Live. It's with me, Kenny Michaels, and Joey Image. I want to thank you guys for giving us a listen. I'm Joe Conti, Louis Fats. We'll see you guys next time.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.